Hi, and welcome to our PHP 101 series of educational classes. My name is Amy. I'm going to be with you tonight providing some information, and we have David Sandoval on the line. We're going to do a bit of a role reversal, and he's going to be moderating tonight. Dave, are you with us on the call?
I am, and Amy, I want to thank you for being with us. As you said, tonight I will be the moderator, and you will be providing the primary education. Of course, it's always a little bit of both for each of us, but we'll just say that this will be my lead role, and that will be your role tonight. So, and the purpose of tonight's call, as you know, as we call it, PHP 101, is for us to provide a classroom type of opportunity for those who are interested in knowledge, but not the knowledge about nutrition so much, but the knowledge about how to build your business and actually dramatically increase your earnings as a representative of Purium Health products.
And
now,
also these PHP 101 classes are to go in depth into one particular subject matter to really get a full understanding. Like the first call we did was on compensation plan. The second call we did was on how to market to professionals. And this call is all about how to sponsor your own event.
Exactly. Remember, I'm the moderator here, so just relax. what I was about to say is that, yes, tonight, of course, we are going to teach you how to sponsor your own PHP event. And as I said, Amy has put together a really, I think, a great presentation, and she is going to inspire you to participate in what I think is, as I said, the driving force behind building a network marketing company, and that is to bring people together. So, Amy, one thing that we discussed is that when you have an event, you should not be afraid to start out small. Not all events are grandiose and, you know, and all of that. So why don't you tell us what we...
You know, someone beeped in, and I just missed that whole last sentence.
Oh, I apologize. I said, why don't you... I said that we should not be afraid to start out small, that that not every event is large or grandiose, and that many times it is by starting small that you learn how and build up to much larger events. So why don't you tell us what we mean by a small event, or what we mean, excuse me, by don't be afraid to start out small.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's all different sizes of events. There's all different amounts of time that you could put into an event. There's all different amounts of costs that could go into an event. And we have prepared a list here of some that have zero cost, some that have a very low amount of time and effort being put in, and some that take months to plan and have a higher cost. Obviously, those events usually, when successful, have a much higher rate of return. But we do want to encourage people, like as Dave said, don't be afraid. Don't say, I can't do this. I don't know 100 people to come to a hotel room or to come to a meeting area and listen to Dave or Michael Woolfield, who's our naturopathic doctor, speak. Well, that's not what we're asking you to do. We're asking you or giving you some ideas where you can start out with 3 or 5 or 10 people. And one of the easiest ways to do that is by using our conference call number, using this very same number that you called into tonight. We have this number. We pay for it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we make it available to you as members to get your group of people together to host your own conference call event using our line. So there's absolutely zero cost to you to get that group together on the line.
Well, why don't we go right into the different types of events, and probably the first event is an event where you are sort of acting independently. I call it a member motivated event. What do we mean by that? What is a member motivated event?
Well, a member motivated event would be something that you as members, you sponsor it on your own. You don't have the involvement of the PHP corporate office. You don't have David Sandoval. You don't have Michael Woolfield there speaking. You have educated yourself to the point where you are doing the talking, where you are doing the teaching, you're doing the presentation about the business building aspect or the business aspect or product knowledge.
So this is something as simple as, you know, bringing a group of friends over, telling them that, you know, you want to tell them about something new and exciting that you're involved in, telling them you're going to have three or four friends over, maybe that you're, you know, maybe you're going to have snacks or something like that. But this could be, you know, either a small live event with a handful of people in your living room, or it could be an event where you borrow our conference call number, and Amy will tell you, you know, more about that, and you have people from all over the country or all over the world listening in with you as you explain to them this new exciting, you know, enterprise that you're involved in, or this new exciting, you know, cause that you've become motivated by.
Right, like I was mentioning, you have the conference call, and Dave's right. You can bring people in from all over the country. It's flexible. You can use it on the weekends. We do require that you book it in advance with us so there's not a conflict. But it is great because it's free, it's easy, and it doesn't take a lot of time and commitment in the planning. You can also have, in like Dave was saying, in-home meetings, or I even call them informal coffee shop get-togethers. You know, maybe you have five friends and you meet at Starbucks on a weekly basis and talk to them, whether it's on the phone or whether it's in person or whether it's at Starbucks or the local coffee shop. And you talk to them, you tell them what you've been doing, you tell them about the money that you've been making, you tell them your personal testimonial about how great you're feeling after using these products, and that excitement in you translates across to them, and they want to have what you have, or they want to feel what you're feeling.
Exactly, and so it might start very simply by you just saying, I'm really excited about, you know, something. I'm passionate about it. I am getting more involved in it, and I really would like to share it with you. So, you know, why don't you come and get together with me and some other folks, and we'll talk about it. But if you want to, if you don't feel as comfortable presenting 100% of the information, let's say that you don't mind organizing an event like that, but you don't feel confident that you could present all of the information, you could actually have a co-op meeting where, or a virtual meeting, and in this, myself or Dr. Woolfield or even Amy, we might be able to come, or we are willing and able to come on with you on your call and tell people about the co-op or the virtual type of meeting.
Right, definitely, but I want to back up for just a minute, and I should have said it earlier. We also are making something new available to you as members to give you a little bit more confidence in hosting your own meeting. We are starting to put together PowerPoint presentations, and that is, everybody knows what PowerPoint is. It's the software of slides that roll across, or you can advance one by one, and it gives you a really nice outline to follow. And the first one that we're going
What's a PowerPoint again?
Well, PowerPoint is a software. It's a presentation software.
So you need a computer.
Right, on your computer.
Uh-huh.
That basically, it's like almost like a giant outline, or it's headings, if you will, on slides that can help you keep track of your presentation, or it's like the notes or the highlights.
So it basically is a slideshow, but you have it on your computer, and you just push a button on your computer, and it advances to the next slide.
Correct.
Perfect. So we've created this type of slideshow, or again, a PowerPoint presentation, and the first one we have is about diabetes, right?
Yes.
And how could people – so we're going to make that available for folks?
Yes, we're going to be putting it in the back office. It should be up tomorrow under marketing in the back office, the tab across the top. The last one is marketing, and there'll be a new section called PowerPoint presentations. And the first one that will be posted will be the PowerPoint presentation that Dave has used at previous seminars, all about type 2 diabetes and the product Scoop of Greens and how that can help. Also about the UCLA study about diabetes, reversing diabetes with food. So that is a great guideline to help you through the material so you don't have to memorize everything, or it's a competence booster because you know you have your notes right there. And as we prepare more PowerPoint presentations about business opportunity, about different genres of products or health challenges, we will be posting them here in the back office as well for you to use at your own seminars.
Perfect. So I didn't mean to move you on before you were ready. But any more things about member-motivated meetings before we go on to the co-op meeting?
Well, also, I mean, this could apply to the co-op meeting or to member-motivated meetings if it's not a telephone meeting. It's always good to give samples and or snacks to let people actually try the product so they're not afraid of this icky-tasting or weird-looking health product. You know, you can demo Scoop of Greens, which has an amazing taste. You can demo the cherry juice. You can make so peanut butter with your activated barley and rice solubles and coconut oil and really nice snacks. Again, it breaks down the barrier of what people may have in their mind is, ooh, I don't want to be associated with this funny-looking green drink, you know, and they taste it and they go, wow, this is really good.
Exactly. I think that is important regardless of which meeting we're talking about, that sampling, when they are live meetings, that sampling is very important. So we're going to try to keep this meeting fairly brief tonight, so let's try to keep it moving along here. And let's talk about the co-op meeting, which is not unlike the member-motivated meeting. The only difference is if you call it a virtual participation, that we can either over the phone, probably over the phone or with some new technology that is emerging. If somebody has a computer where they have the ability to have a camera, that type of thing, that might be used as well. But right now we're talking about a conference call where Michael or myself could assist, and Amy has much more information on that as well.
Well, basically, it's the same as a member-motivated event. It's just with a little twist. You start out the meeting, talking about your own agenda that you come up as a member, and then you invite Dave or Michael on to reinforce what you've talked about or give more in-depth information on health or a product or even the business opportunity. So it's a good way, like I said, to use someone from the corporate side as support or reinforcement for what you have already started. Or if you're a little bit shy and you're unsure what to do, they can conduct the meeting for you. Basically, you get on, you welcome everyone, and then you turn the meeting over to David or Michael, as long as it's an approved agenda. And again, we just have to have some advance notice to book it into David or Michael's schedule and make sure that the conference call line is open, and that service is absolutely free.
Great. Well, I think that is awesome. And I want to remind everybody that you're listening to the Purium Health Products PHP 101, and these are meetings that are designed to focus on a specific aspect of building your PHP business. They are going to be recorded, and they are going to be available in the back office so that you could refer back to them. And what we are encouraging you to do is to utilize the power of groups and of bringing people together. The dynamic of energy when you bring people together is really very, very important, whether they're together on the phone as we are now or whether they're together in a room, which is even better. Now, as Amy was just saying, if you would like, you could moderate the call and just ask, prepared questions of Michael or myself. And that way you could sort of lead the event, and we would simply provide the meat of the event, and we'd be happy to help you with creating an outline like that. And there's no limit to the number of people here once again, that you could have at these meetings. And there's many different ways that you could, for example, get groups of people onto conference calls, and we're going to elaborate more about that in the future. But imagine if with a small effort, you could get tap into some other group of people, whether it be a corporation or a church or something, and somehow motivate a large number of them to get onto one of these co-op, virtual, or conference call type of events. That could be extremely lucrative. You could be talking about earning hundreds or thousands of dollars from a single sponsored call, and it is not that difficult to do.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, the conference call cost is zero. The in-home event is very low. The preparation for the conference call is very low. The preparation for an in-home event would be moderate. If you have to prepare the samples and the snacks and things like that, a little bit more time is going to go into it than the conference call. But the number of attendees on the conference call is almost unlimited, as our conference call line can hold up to 200 callers.
And it's expandable upon request. So if you know you're going to get 2,000, we'll make accommodations for you.
Absolutely. We would love to do a call with 2,000 people. You know, obviously the number of attendees at your in-home event is as many people as you can comfortably accommodate in your home. And also a good way to do it with the member-motivated calls or the co-op calls or the co-op meetings is start out with a conference call. Gauge the interest with your group. If the conference call or when the conference call goes really well, then set up an in-home call kind of thing. So it's something that you can take baby steps. You can start with a conference call at zero cost, and then you can move to the in-home event.
Absolutely. I agree completely.
And then taking another step.
Yeah, is there anything more about the co-op or virtual meetings that you'd like to cover before we go on to what I think are, you know, have been so far our, you know, I would say our most successful events, which are the live or in-person events. But before we move on to that, was there anything else that you wanted to say about the co-op or virtual events?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay, so far we've talked about, you know, an event where you yourself, without our participation, are, you know, motivated to have an in-house event where you're the moderator, and we would be happy to help you prepare for that. But that is something that you would do and then repeat as often as you wanted. Another possibility is if you wanted to have an event either in your home or on a conference call and you wanted Michael and I to participate in a small or larger way, that is also possible, where we have an outline and you moderate. You welcome everybody, as Amy and I do, and then you ask questions of Michael or myself and lead people down a pathway, maybe a small lecture as well or workshop can be worked into that. And those can be with an unlimited number of people as well, and they are very or much less difficult to organize, since travel and hotel rooms and airfares and things like that are not part of it. However, if you can raise a large group and when there is travel involved and, you know, time away from the office involved, if you could raise a large group and are willing to put the time and effort into it, then I am willing to travel to see you. And I joke around. I say that, you know, I remember they say that I learned in catechism class that God said wherever two or more of you are gathered, that he will be there. Well, I have to say that I am not that easy. I'm going to need a much larger group than just two before I'll get on a plane and fly out to see you. But I would say what we have found is that if folks think that they're going to get 100, they usually get about 50. And we have to have no less than 50 for me to do a live event in most cases. So when you're ready to move up to the big time and hold a live event, Amy has some excellent advice for you.
Well, obviously a live event, it's a larger scale event. It's usually held at an outside venue like a hotel meeting room or perhaps community center. And it's all about educating attendees about PHP products, and also the business opportunity. And David usually makes the full presentation or shares it with the sponsor who is hosting the event. And, you know, we've had very, very successful events recently in Boca Raton, Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, in New York City, also in California, Toluca Lake, California, Chicago, I think was our most recent one. And yes, these people that come to the events get very excited. Dave is a very motivational speaker. And
the sponsors make a lot of money.
The sponsors make a lot of money. You bring a lot of new people in who sign up for the business. You get that 43%, sign up to be a member, you get that 43% fast start commission. Say if everyone buys $100 worth of product, you're making $43 per person. But, of course, there are costs involved. It's higher costs to rent the room, to do the preparation, but you can charge $5 or $10 to your attendees to recoup the cost that you are out. That's something that's absolutely appropriate, and it also helps people commit to their reservation if they put up $5 or $10 to reserve their seat. So we do highly encourage charging, to putting a value on the seminar, a value on Dave's time and your time as the member hosting the event, by charging a fee at the door, taking advance reservations.
Now remember, with the greater risk is the greater return. And so just taking it sort of the ABCs of it, the first thing that you need to do is know that you could fill seats, okay? Once you know and you're 100% confident that you can fill seats, you need to set a time and you need to choose a date and you need to verify with us that I am available on that date. Once you have that date verified, of course, you must also have verified a venue where it is going to take place. That is the most important thing, is to have a time and a place. And with that time and place must come the ability to bring people together at that time and at that place. If you are confident that you could do that, we will be there, and together we will inspire those people, put them on a pathway toward, you know, being healthier and joining this business, possibly taking advantage and, you know, earning you future money as a member and as someone in your downline. But we will motivate them. And this is the important thing I want you to note. If you are willing and capable of doing this, Amy and I are going to invest our money and our time. That means that I'm going to take a day or two away from my corporate offices. And if you know how much work I need to do in each day that I'm here, you'll realize that that alone is a tremendous expense. Then, of course, the airfare, the hotels, the rental cars, and all of those things, that's all paid by us, assuming that you are going to get, again, a large group together. And so this is one of the few times that PHP actually invests money in your business on a large scale. We constantly invest money in your business on a small scale, helping you out with samples, helping you out with literature, with these conference calls, etc. But this is one of the few times that we directly invest large scale in your business, and that's why it is what they call a quid pro quo. We scratch each other's backs, you do something for us, and we do something for you.
Exactly, and we also provide product for sampling at the event. So that's another way the company or PHP supports you in your member-hosted public events. And some of the steps that I wanted to go over real quick in planning an event, or for you to start organizing your head, can I do this, is if you believe there is a need for something, or if you want to target a group, or you need to pick a theme for your talk, and just a few of the things that I thought of that I just jotted down might be making additional money right now with the state of the economy, which that would be a business building themed talk. Or maybe it's just longevity or wellness, or maybe you want to target people that want to lose weight, or maybe target type 2 diabetics. or even athletes, something like that. So picking a theme for your talk, or picking a theme for your event, I should say. Then obviously you have to choose the mode of your event. Are you going to go small, medium, or large? Are you going to do a conference call? Are you going to do the in-home? Or are you going to do a public seminar or live event? And then also the company involvement. Do you want to do it completely on your own? Or do you want David's involvement? Or do you want naturopathic Dr. Michael Woolfield's involvement, either via phone or via webinar, or to come and be there in person to do the talk? And then the next, that's probably the most important piece of the puzzle, is how are you going to get people there? What are you going to do? What can you do to motivate people to come to the event, whether it's picking up the phone, dialing into the conference call number, driving over to your house or other meeting place, or coming to that live event or seminar?
Exactly. I think that is the key. That's the most important thing to your success.
And a couple things that I just jotted down, and then I know you have a lot of ideas on this as well, Dave, is obviously you have to call your contacts. You have to get over being shy, and you have to call your contacts and talk to them about what you're doing.
You have to constantly regain their commitments. People are very, very, you know, they have a lot going on in their lives. They're flighty at times, and you need to keep getting their commitment and getting them involved. And it is only through their action that you can really tell whether they're involved. And one action is to get them to pay $5.
Absolutely. And so if you're going to be doing anything other than a conference call, it would probably be a good idea to build a team. There's like the member who's hosting it, and then there's kind of sub-hosts, or a team of people that can go out and try to help recruit, bringing people, getting bodies in chairs, and paying that $5 reservation fee. And so the team can make and pass out flyers where the target group may frequent. You know, like if the talk is going to be about athletic performance, you know, maybe go to the gym or go to the park where people are running and exercising. You know, if the talk is going to be, you know, about longevity and wellness, go to a senior center, you know, put the flyers up there, different things. You have to get out there, talk to the public. When you're trying to get a group of 50 or more people, it's not just your personal contacts and friends at that point. You really have to get out there and reach out to the public.
And this means talking to everybody you see.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're a business builder, you're not a shy person. You're a person who could talk to people easily. You're a person who can strike up a conversation with somebody standing, you know, in line behind you. And the most important thing, again, I want to just keep reiterating that there is a tremendous amount of money to be made right now in this company. And the way that you make the money is so ethical, and it is so positive. You are creating wellness. You are creating healing in people's bodies. And so at a time when people would do anything to make a few extra bucks, you could do a great thing to make a few extra bucks. And that means that we should be able to continue to attract high quality people, highly motivated people. And most importantly, the need is not going away. There is a huge need out there for our products. And that means there is a huge need for people to help us introduce those products to the world. And as a consequence, the opportunity that is presenting us because of the economy is nothing more than a win-win situation for virtually for everybody. So if you can get people interested in either the products or the business opportunity, you need to quickly be able to determine who you're talking to. Is this person someone who I'm going to earn money from because they like the products? Or is this somebody who is going to help me to earn money because they're interested in the business opportunity? Do not waste time talking about the business opportunity to somebody who's only interested in products. And conversely, make sure that when you're talking about the business opportunity to a business builder, that the products are nothing more than your standard. You get to say, these products are something that are so good that we can easily promote them and easily sell them But either way, make sure you know your audience and speak to their need.
Absolutely. And then another thing that I would like or I wanted to put out there is encourage or try to enlist someone that has a business or that has a stream of public or stream of contacts coming through the door to help you, whether that is, you know, like someone that works in the church office that could help you put this in the church bulletin, whether maybe it's the owner of a daycare center that could give you a list of the parents, whether it's, you know, someone at the gym that could, would allow you to hang the flyer on the bulletin board at the gym, or even at the chiropractor or massage center's office.
You're a promoter.
Yeah, exactly. You're a promoter. So you're going out there and you're asking people to help you promote your event, just like people promote restaurant openings, club openings, you know, sports events and things like that. You're promoting your event. That's a really good way to think of it, Dave, is you are promoting your business, you're promoting your event, just like an organizer of a brand new restaurant or a brand new sports thing or a brand new club would be doing.
And if someone comes up to you and they go, hey, I'm starting this new club and I think it's really cool and you should drop by. What do you think? You're not going
to
go by.
Right.
You have to tell
confident.
Somebody, listen, you know, I'm having this event and this is, you know, a huge opportunity to learn about something that is new, that's amazing, that's awesome. And, you know, and if you'd like to go, I could get you there. I could get you a seat there, you know, but I need to know now if you're interested. And, you know, and so you need, A, to be a confident, positive-thinking individual. And if you are a confident and positive-thinking individual, people are going to look at your success, they're going to look at your confidence, and they're going to say, you know what, that guy's a winner, that girl is a winner. And in today's world, there's a shortage of winners. There's a lot of losers out there. Look at the stock market, look at real estate, look at what's happening. There's a lot of people who do not feel like winners right now. If you present yourself like the winner you are, then you will have people looking at you for guidance and leadership. People don't want weak leaders. People want strong leaders. So be confident. Let them know that you're part of success, and they'll want to be part of what you're doing.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we're running really tight on time here, and I wanted to also talk about kind of non-traditional events or participation in third-party sponsored events. And one of those might be a local health fair. Like I was driving down the main street in my town over the weekend, and I saw outside an office building, they were having a little health fair kind of thing. If you can find out about local health fairs or corporate wellness events, you can get a table there, and you can pass out product information. Usually they don't want you to talk about business opportunity if it's associated with some other type of business, but you could talk about product information and you could pass out catalogs there. Or perhaps you could get a stand at a farmer's market or an organic market and pass out literature and talk about your business opportunity there at the farmer's market or organic market. Or this is it may be an unusual one, but it's a twist. You need to go where people are. Like, say you want to focus on our animal product, which, by the way, we are doing a consumer education call on Wednesday night, so you definitely need to tune in to this one to build your confidence on the dog subject, the dog and cat subject. But go to the dog park. In my town, there's a dog beach, there's a dog park, or there's multiple dog beaches and parks. And set up a table and chairs there and talk to people, pass out information to people that have their dog or that are walking their dog by, and create really your own event, your one-person event, to talk to that stream of public that may be passing by in that area.
Exactly. I was telling Amy before the call that, you know, if I had some postcards to hand out and just said, do you love your pet, you know, learn about this product, you know, and on that card was a link to our conference call and information about the product and how to find it, how to use it, maybe something like that, learn how to save 25% on this product, something like that. I could have handed out 100 of them in 1 hour to people who are walking their dogs and people who clearly, you know, have money. Now, Think about, I have three other ways for you. Go to the soccer field and give have a postcard about how to have, you know, keep your child athlete healthy. You could also you could go to gyms and give them to people who are working out. Go to, you know, the regular park where moms are playing with their kids. And, you know, and the bottom line is go to, you know, get in touch with runners groups and tell them that you have products that will help them. Tap into existing streams of bodies and of people where they're concentrated because of their interests. They're walking their dog all the time on this avenue. Everybody's in this dog park. Everybody here is at the park with their children. Everybody here is working out, because going to the gym. There's all these streams of sort of streams of interest that you could tap into and focus on a single aspect of Purium Health Products and bring that aspect to the group who needs it most.
Exactly, and we as a company are going to start designing these small postcards or flyers that, and we will be posting them in the back office where you can download them, print them off yourself on your own computer, or you know, send them to Kinko's where you can do that. You know, say I'm going to invest a Saturday and I'm going to go out and I'm going to pass out these cards and I'm going to have to wait a couple weeks and see and check out the return on my investment, because you have to put time into something. And it takes a little bit of time to build it back. The live events where you have 50 or 100 people, you see it almost immediately. But you had to put that month or two of time planning it, you know, passing out, doing these non-traditional events. The time to recoup your money, recoup your effort may be a little bit longer, but you have to plant some seeds before you're going to reap the harvest.
Now let's just review something that is the most important aspect of network marketing, and that is residual income. Okay, if, in case you know you don't remember this example of my friend who makes pretty good money, $20-$30 an hour. It isn't great money, it's not bad money, it's middle of the road money, but either way he feels good about it because he's a professional. He has a degree, he wears a suit to work, he has a desk in an office, and he gets a paycheck, and that paycheck gives him security. And throughout history, people have traded security for freedom. Okay, well, what he didn't realize is that he needed a little extra money. So his friend got him involved in Purium Health Products, and he worked it for about 3 weeks. And in that 3 weeks, he managed to get to earn, he got about three people interested, and he earned about $120, right? And he goes, wow, you know, $120, I must have put 40 hours into this. He goes, which means I made like $3 an hour. He goes, so I would sort of laugh at the pay. I laughed when my check came. He said, I put it in a drawer. He said, and then he said, you know, I noticed the next month another check came because the people must have reordered, and it was like $25-$30. He goes, you know, and the funny thing is, you know, month after month, I got this check, $25-$30, you know, $40-$50 one month because somebody placed a big order, you know. He says, and I just kept putting them in the drawer. It was like my joke. He says, and then one day, he said, my wife got laid off work. I can't remember if he got laid off work. And they went to those checks, and they cashed them. And when he added it all up, he realized that in those 40 hours, he ended up actually making close to $1,000 after all those little checks had been added up. And the truth of the matter is that it wasn't done yet. Those people continue to order today. And when all is said and done, for those 40 hours, he may end up making, who knows, you know, $50, $100 for those hours that he put in. But had he continued to make the effort, had he would have continued to get better at presenting the products to people, those checks might have added up to tens of thousands of dollars by now. And remember that he hadn't made any additional effort. So the power of residual income is as follows. If you're the best salesman for your company and you bring in a great new account and you make a commission for that, and the whole while you're working for them, you are commissionable upon that great account that you brought in. The minute that you're no longer working for that company, you are no longer commissionable upon that account. Some companies limit your commission to the first few orders, to the first couple of years, if it's too big of an account, and they don't want to continue to share their profit with you. But the bottom line is that when you work for Amy and I, when you work with Amy and I, the power of residual income is that we will continue to pay you for the effort you make today. We'll pay you again tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the month, and the year after that, for the effort you make today. No other job, no other job continues to pay you for the work you did today for a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, you put the time in, you're definitely going to reap the reward. Absolutely.
So, well, I hope that we've been able to motivate you all tonight to whether you want to make an extra $100 a week to help pay for your gas, whether you want to make an extra $100 a day to double your current income or to supplement your current income, whether you want to make $2,000 a week and make this your full-time job. We have the tools. We have the ability to help you to do that. There has been no more important time, I think, for people to find this opportunity in the last, what they say, the last 20 or 30 years. This is the worst economic situation since the Great Depression. And if there's one thing that we've learned is that the best businesses, the most profitable businesses, the longest-lasting businesses are those that are built during the worst economic times. That means that there's opportunities out there right now for you and for me and for all of us and for the untold numbers of people that we have yet to present these products to and this opportunity to. Now is the time in history that's greater than any other. And if you fail to be motivated now, if you don't act now, then don't complain later when you're not the one making that residual income, when you're not the one with the long-term security, when you're not the one earning money while you're at the beach on the weekend, because that's the best way and the best time to earn money is when you're not working. So again, I hope that we motivated you tonight. I want to give Amy the final word. And again, my final word is just to thank you all for being here and to encourage you that listening tonight is not enough. Listening tonight is not enough. It's what you do with the knowledge that you learn tonight that will be the measure of your success.
Yeah, absolutely. I just hope that you can take some of the information provided here, hopefully it will motivate you to try an event, whether it's a small scale or a large scale event. We are here, David, Michael, we're all here to help you, and we'll be happy to give you tips, and we'll be happy to put our time into helping you on one of those co-op events or helping you organize your own event. So please take advantage of that opportunity. A lot of companies don't support the way we do. We want to support you. We want you to do well and earn all the residual income that you can. So thanks again.
Hey, Amy.
Yes.
Why don't we invite everybody on, why don't we invite all of our friends onto a call with a world-renowned author on nutrition and longevity and a naturopathic doctor? Oh, my goodness. We do that all the time. You see what I'm saying? We have the tools. You should be able to get people excited. I want to invite you onto this special call hosted by a world-renowned author and expert on anti-aging and disease prevention, and he'll be accompanied by a brilliant naturopathic doctor. Do you want to listen in? I need to know, because I have a limited number of people that I could get on this call with me. That's excitement. If you don't create excitement, if you don't create urgency, people will not listen.
Absolutely.
Oh, I was supposed to say my final word 5 minutes ago, wasn't I?
Yes.
So that wasn't my final word then. That was my goodbye.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will be with you on Wednesday for our consumer education call all about healthy pets, dogs, cats, and horses. So please tune in. And until then, everyone have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Great, Amy. Thank you so much, and good night, all.